course, you're in a big fishing town, and we're in the height of fishing season, and the fish are rolling into the dock as the seiners come and go. I think you were able to meet with some from the local fishing fleet. What did you hear from them? What were stops on their minds?
Well, they're in good moods, of course, because the fish are fast and furious, and that's good. But what I heard very, very clearly is there's more fish than there are people to help process them. And so the opportunities for our fishermen are swimming right on by as they're waiting to offload. When they're being put on limits because we don't have sufficient folks processing, this is a real problem for us. This takes us back to the debate that we were having just a couple months ago on the immigration reform bill. It was last year where the administration came out and said J-1 visas will not be made available for those in the seafood processing industry. That hurts communities like Petersburg, communities up in Bristol Bay, communities really around the state where your population base is pretty small. You need to have workers for a very limited period of time. It's very intense. And so we have to find workers from outside. And the reliability that has come with being able to bring in primarily young people from Eastern European countries, primarily, it's been a good fit. It isn't perfect in all situations, but overall it's been pretty good. What I heard this morning was that not being able to utilize the J-1s, the companies went out and did heavy recruiting, primarily in the on the West Coast, going to schools, reaching out to young people, pretty much lined up everybody that they thought that they would need. And then when it came time for these folks to get on the airplane to come into Petersburg, a no-show rate of between 15 and 20%. I mean, imagine running a business and 15% of your employees don't show up that day. Or even worse, that's bad. But in addition to that, they're finding that they don't have the reliability of the workers once they get there. That you wake up and you have half of your workforce that's decided that, well, it's Monday morning and I'm tired and I'm not getting up. We've got a real issue here. As we deal with immigration reform, I think it's important to recognize we want to make sure that any American that wants to be working has that opportunity and ability to do so. But I think we appreciate here in a state like Alaska, where some of our industries are so seasonal, and our population where we have these industries is very limited, that we're going to have to piece this in another way. We need to have guest worker programs that truly do work. They work for the communities, they work for the industry, and they work for those who want to come and take advantage of these job opportunities.
The last I heard on that, I thought it was Senator Begich who had put in an amendment for an H-2O visa of sorts. So where is that, or is that the fix, or is a different fix?
Well, Senator Begich has his H-2O approach, which is a separate visa. So he has done that. I also included in the appropriations bills language that would address the J-1, which would effectively allow the issuance of J-1 visas within the seafood processing industry. So basically a continuation of the program as it was previously. Now, the State Department doesn't like that, and they've pushed back. Quite honestly, the State Department thinks that we should not be opening up the doors, if you will, for J-1 visas within seafood processing, because they view that as manufacturing. There have been some bad experiences in other parts of the country, and they've kind of systematically applied that as it relates to seafood processing in Alaska. I think that that's unfortunate. I think it's wrong. And we're going to continue to try to educate so that they understand our situation here in Alaska and why it is as unique as it is. So you've got two different approaches going on. The one that I have introduced, which is the extension of the J-1, and then Senator Begich has also kind of chosen a different avenue, but one that could also possibly work as we address the needs here locally.
And do you think Congress will ultimately pass immigration reform of some sort?
Well, I am hopeful. I am hopeful because I believe very, very strongly that with the immigration system as we have now, it is a broken system. We've got 11 million people that are here in this country that are living in the shadows. We need to address that. We have a guest worker program that needs to be addressed. We have laws on the books that, quite honestly, are not being enforced. We have a border that is still porous. We must deal with immigration and immigration reform. I supported the bill that moved out of the Senate because I felt that it had some real teeth in terms of border security. I thought it was smart. It had some brains because it forces us to use better technologies, whether it is electronic monitoring at the border or whether it's an employer verification system that actually works. But it also has heart to it. I mean, we are a nation that is built on immigrants. Everybody seems to come from somewhere. Here we are in Petersburg, with the Norwegian ancestry here. Let's recognize that those who are here within this country, we're not going to be able to put them on a bus or on an airplane and send everybody back home. Let's figure out a way to bring these people out of the shadows. Let's figure out a way to incorporate them into our communities, onto the tax rolls, and do so in a fair and a humane way, but also one that recognizes that the path that they chose to get here was not a legal path. So there needs to be some penalties, some fines. But let's put them on a track. So it's tough on the House side right now.
And that Senate bill was crafted by a bipartisan group of senators,
yep,
too. So
it was a bipartisan group, and it was a very – when you look at who was involved with that, you had some very conservative senators and some very liberal senators who came together with a proposal that, again, I think is constructive. I'm hopeful that the House takes it up. Right now, it doesn't look very promising. But keep in mind, we've got another year before the end of this 113th Congress. And so my hope is that we do come together to address immigration reform. We do not put this off for another Congress or another decade. It's too important to not only the economy of this country, but I think to the character of who we are as Americans.